A decided warning. A most decided warning was given by our instructor. He repeated the following words, found in the 8th chapter of Isaiah. Say ye not, a confederacy, to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. Our instructor said, the food business may be so conducted as to be an injury instead of a blessing to the people of God. This line of work must be jealously guarded, else we shall find ourselves on the losing instead of the gaining side. The workers must be guarded. The barriers that I have placed between them and the world must not be taken down, lest they become leavened with worldliness. Unless great care is taken, some will fall into Satan's snares, seduced by the spirit of the world, and led to corrupt their ways. In the food business there is a snare for all who engage in it without realizing their danger. The Lord is not pleased with the way in which this business has been carried on. No overburdening commercialism is to be brought into it. Those connected with this work need to heed the invitation to come to Christ, and learn of Him His meekness and lowliness. There is a great work to be done in the world, and the Lord's servants are not to start enterprises of a commercial character, which will absorb the ability and tact and skill that God calls for in other lines of work. Just as soon as God's people lay off the burdens that He has not placed on them, and obtain the robe of Christ's righteousness, just as soon as they begin to answer the prayer of Christ, and to serve the Lord with all humility, the words of the 12th chapter of Isaiah will be fulfilled to them. Written May 17, 1903.